Okay, well, let's see. Should we just do this?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. All right. Hello and welcome to Retro Gaming Revelry episode 258.
This is a podcast where two drunken Disney dogs play retro games for your amusement. I am Disney dog number one. My name is Jarek.
And I am Disney dog number two. My name is Earl. And this week we are going to be taking control of a literal Disney dog as we play a very little known game called Goofy's Hysterical History Tour.
Never heard of
Sega Genesis. Also never heard of it. I saw it at a store. I was looking through retro games and I saw this. It was like $12 and I was like, what the fuck is this? I've never even heard of this game. So I'm getting it. So that's what we're going to play tonight. Goofy's Hysterical History Tour.
Goofy's Hysterical History Tour.
Yep.
All right. See how this goes.
We will see how this goes. But before we get to Goofy's Hysterical History Tour, how is it going this week, Jarek?
It's going pretty good, you know. Same old, just, you know, trucking along. Less than a month until I graduate.
Woo!
Getting close. I'm just ready to be done.
Ready to be done. And then out into the real world.
Yeah, Jarek. So I can, like, have a life again.
Yep. That sounds cool.
Because I just, you know, have nothing but studying and like school. Just really want to make sure I can pass my, you know, registry, my boards.
What is it called? Your boards. Yeah. Your boards. Okay.
When I have to take that after I graduate. So yeah. I mean, today I got off to a rough start.
Oh.
I plugged my phone in last night, but apparently not properly or something, and it died in the middle of the night.
Oh.
To me then waking up to Abby at 7 o'clock going, sweetheart, what time do you normally wake up? I don't know, 6? She's like, it's 7:05. Shit, I normally leave in 15 minutes.
Oh, yikes. Okay.
So I was
for like, work or for school?
For clinicals.
Clinicals. Okay,
so
okay.
So basically work.
Right.
So yeah, I had to just like
rushed morning.
Jump up and quick drink some coffee and like run out the door. And
yep.
Yeah, so that.
Fun times. Good start to the day.
Yeah, because normally I
throws,
you know,
the whole day
I'm just not somebody, I'm not a wake up and just go person. I'm like a wake up, walk the dogs, eat breakfast, sit and drink my coffee for a while, then like brush my teeth and take care of all my bathroom business. And
oh, you don't do that right away. I do that right away, but yeah, I don't know. I just wake up and go, I guess.
No, I mean, I wake up like a good hour and 20 minutes before I have to leave.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So like I leave at like 7:20 and I wake up at like 6.
Do you go to bed at like 6 p.m.? Or?
I go to bed at about 9:30.
Okay. That's early.
Well, when you're up at 6 a.m.
That's true. I mean,
going
I
to bed at 10 gives me 8 hours of sleep.
I don't know. I usually stay up till about midnight and get up at like 7:30. So I don't know. It's 7.5 hours of sleep. It's not that much. Not that much difference.
Yeah, I suppose. But otherwise, yeah, doing good.
Excellent.
Just, you know, had a funky start to the day, so.
Yep.
How you doing, man?
I am good. I got boosted today.
Yeah,
got
man.
My booster today. So, actually, revelers, full disclosure, I'm not drinking during this show just because I was advised against it by Jarek's wife. She's, like, at the vaccine sites and she was like, "Oh, you're getting your booster and you're gonna do a show tonight?" And I was like, "Oh yeah, I didn't really think about that." So I don't know. We're not. We had a beer. Yes. But no shots tonight. We might still just.
So
pretend.
We're not really drunken Disney dogs.
No. We're
just Disney dogs.
We're just Disney dogs.
We're the dogs that wear clothes and talk, not the dogs that are pets of Mickey Mouse.
Yep. But yeah, other than that, I'm good. Not too much new to report, you know. I don't know, just living life. So, but tell the revelers and I, Jarek, have you played any video games? He's shaking his head. Nope, haven't played any video games.
Not
since we
a
last
one.
Met, huh? No,
I wanted to. I have one ready to play, but I just
what is it? Just like didn't. In the system?
Well, it's I downloaded it on okay. Games Pass.
Okay.
Because the new Forza Horizon
came okay,
out.
Okay.
Forza Horizon 5. So.
5. I see.
And cool. I've always
you like a good
always enjoyed
realistic
those games.
Racer, right?
Yeah.
Is that what that is?
The yeah, so Forza has two different kind of version games that like alternate every year. They have their regular racing game, and that one's more of a hardcore sim type one where it's just like tracks and stuff. And then they have the Horizon series, which is like open world, slightly more arcadey, still, you know, more realistic than maybe your old school like Need for Speed games and whatnot.
Okay, okay.
But not as like right. one little mistake and you're done.
And you're dead, right? Okay, okay.
Kind of ones.
Cool,
So, yeah.
Awesome.
But I thoroughly enjoy them normally, so I've got it sitting there waiting for me. Yeah, it just came out, and it's on, you know, Games Pass day one, which is why Games Pass is awesome.
Yep.
Brand
yep.
new game, and I get it for my, that you know, 10 cool. bucks a
that
month.
That is pretty cool. Did you download the Halo Infinite beta or
no? I okay. don't care about Halo.
All right, well, it came out, I'm told. I don't know.
Yeah, I hear that too. But yeah, I tried to get into Halo with like the Master Chief Collection.
I just remember being like in the dorms, like I never had an Xbox, right. but like there would just be like cords running down the hallways. Everybody would like have their Xboxes hooked up to each other. Yeah. And, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Halo just maybe because I didn't play it back then and then trying to play it now, like the old ones and stuff. I'm just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
They just don't play how I want them to play and whatever.
Yeah.
Just don't care about Halo.
I don't even know if I've ever actually played a Halo game. I probably have played one, but yeah.
What about you, man? What are you playing?
You know, Smash, of course. And Animal Crossing. I'm loving fucking designing vacation homes. I designed your boy Broccolo's vacation home earlier today, so that's pretty exciting. But I also just recently bought the Grand Theft Auto trilogy.
Oh God, I've heard nothing but bad things about that.
The whole internet is up in arms. I'm having a blast.
I think they're more up in arms. They're like, because it's not that much like different.
It's not different at all. It's the exact same game. And it's like, okay, this is fun. This is fucking Grand Theft Auto. I don't know. I mean, I guess there's a few glitches and shit that happened, but yeah, like whatever. Glitches.
I think people just wanted an actual remaster.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
make it look a little bit better, and some things look a little bit worse.
Yeah, I mean, but it has like, from what I understand, they updated the controls, so it's like GTA 5 controls. So I've been actually playing Grand Theft Auto 3, the first one in that perspective. Yes.
The first two,
which
are
is
like
pretty fun
down.
And there's like the game just like starts and like you're this guy who like busts out of jail.
I do not remember the third one,
but that's it. And then all of a sudden you're just doing missions. Like I can't really tell why I'm doing any of this. Like, I don't know. I guess I'm just working.
I mean, that's how kind of like the first two are. It's like, it just kind of starts and like a phone rings and you answer the phone. They kind of tell you where to go.
And
I think it wasn't, I guess, like I said, I don't remember the third one like at all and what you're supposed to be doing, what the story is. But I remember then Vice City starts to have more of a story and stuff. And San Andreas definitely has a major story. And San Andreas is fantastic.
Yeah, those two I actually put a lot of time into at one point. I think on my 360 or something. The Grand Theft Auto 3, that was a game that I only ever played like over at a friend's house.
Right,
or something.
Same. And only like, okay, I'm just gonna
see
how long I can survive
yeah.
before the cops get me or arrest me.
Yep.
And then I'm gonna hand the controller over to the next person. They're gonna do the same thing.
I remember.
I don't think I ever played a single mission in Grand Theft Auto 3.
I haven't found it yet. It's somewhere in there, but. In Grand Theft Auto 3, there's like a parking ramp you could go into, and you could just like pick guys off and like kill everybody, and the police couldn't get in there.
Yeah, that's what we would do, is just put in codes to get like all the weapons and like ammo, and then you would just go there and just, they're all down. It sometimes felt like you're Arnold Schwarzenegger in Terminator 2, where he's just like, they're at like Cyberdyne Systems like main office building, and he's just like mowing down all the cops and blowing up their cars shit, and they just can't do anything to him.
Nothing was like that though. Like when that game first came out, what the fuck is this? This is so
like
cool.
Blow up cops, helicopter comes, just shoot out with a fucking rocket.
Eventually the army's after you. Yeah. You know? Like, oh man, fun times. But yeah, so like the internet is up in arms about these games.
Internet's up in arms about lots of
They really are, but I'm having a blast. I don't know. I'm really having fun with them. So, or at least with Grand Theft Auto 3. I haven't even tried San Andreas yeah. or Vice City, but I'll get there, you know? I don't know. I've been playing, like... I've actually been playing my Switch handheld more recently. My partner, Kat, she goes to bed earlier than I do, but doesn't like to be woken up. Like, if I go to bed, if she's already sleeping. So, but if I'm in bed already... Like, I just play in bed while she's while she's sleeping. And, like, the I was like, don't the button clicks annoy you and stuff? And she's like, no, that's totally fine.
Oh, weird.
So, I don't know. We've got a good system going.
All right.
I, like, lay in bed while she's sleeping and design vacation homes for animals and play Grand Theft Auto.
Cool.
So, but, yeah, that's what I've been doing. Nice. But this week, Jurek, we are going to be playing the legendary game Goofy's Hysterical History Tour on the Sega Genesis. What do you think? Should we get to our three questions?
Let's do it.
So for those that don't know, what we do is Jurek does a little research on the game, and he'll tell us about the game in a few minutes here. But I do a little digging of my own, and I've tried to come up with three questions I don't think he stumbled across in his research. So I'm about to try and stump the researcher. Are you ready,
John? I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. Goofy's Hysterical History Tour. Let's see how many times we can say that full title this episode. Question number one. Here we go. Game manuals back in the day were no joke, especially, apparently, this game's manual. How many pages is it?
56.
Incorrect. that's a little shooting a little high, but it is whopping 35 pages long. Like, and I found the PDF of the manual.
What kind of information is there?
It explains literally everything in the game in great detail. Jeez. Like, there's like 4 pages of just story. There's like it tells you about each item and what they do and how many points it's worth, and like it even tells you where the secrets are. Like, it tells you everything. Okay, these questions, by the way, are... I was reaching for questions.
Yeah, the Wikipedia page is like 5 sentences. So,
question number 2, you're 0 for 1 here. Question 2, as is to be expected, you can find some of Goofy's friends hidden throughout the levels. What 4 friends are these, and what time period can you find each in?
God.
just what 4 friends?
Let's see, who are Goofy's friends? Mickey Mouse? Okay. Pluto?
2.
Donald Duck? And Minnie Mouse?
All right. Yes. Nice, Jurek. So, yes.
No idea where they are.
Okay, yeah. I was just like trying to make the question longer, but... So yeah, there's Pluto, Minnie, Mickey, and Donald, but they're actually primeval Pluto, who's found in the prehistoric era. Okay. They're actually supposed to be relatives, like distant relatives of the characters,
gotcha.
Like ancestors or something. So there's primeval Pluto, Maid Minnie in the medieval era, Minuteman Mickey in the colonial America era, and Wagon Train Donald in the Wild West era. So. good job though, Jurek. I'm gonna give you a full point on that one.
All right.
Should give you 0.5, but
I mean, come on, the question was ridiculous.
I know. Okay. And now this bullshit question. I already know you know the answer. Question number 3. Surprisingly, there is one cheat for this game. What does it do?
It's a level select, and you do it by, I think you hold A, B, and C on the second player controller, and then you press start on first player controller.
I do believe that is correct. We may need to be implementing that code here. Jurek watched a little bit of a playthrough or read a review something.
The playthrough made it...
The playthroughs always make it seem easy. That should be the right one, I think. Maybe it's not.
I was just going to see if there was a... I saw a brief thing in a review of somebody said they put it on easy mode. So I was just going to look at the options and see if that is in fact an option or not.
Oh, I guess I mixed up the controllers. This is question or controller 1. Options.
But anyways, that's a 2 out of 3.
That is a 2 out of 3. Very good. Well done, Jurek.
Okay, difficulty.
Would you like to tell the Revelers and I a little bit about Goofy's Hysterical History Tour on the Sega Genesis?
I sure do. Goofy's Hysterical History Tour was released in 1993 on the Sega Genesis. Pretty darn hard. Yeah, so
the difficulty settings are simple.
Simple.
Not so simple. And pretty darn hard.
Let's just go to simple.
Simple, yeah.
The game is developed and published by Absolute Entertainment. The game's creator and story and designer were Barry Mark and Dan Kitchen.
Barry Mark, he's a firsty. Yeah, he is.
Sure is. The composer is Mark Van Heck.
Mark Van Heck, wait a minute.
I know that name sounded familiar, but then I looked up some of his games and I didn't recognize us having played.
Oh.
Well, actually, I guess there was maybe Home Alone 2.
Okay. Right? Yeah, we did. Or we played Home Alone 1.
Or 1. I think you might have done both of them.
Maybe we played Home Alone 2. I have it on Super Nintendo.
Because there was one I kept getting killed by a vacuum cleaner.
That was Home Alone 1 on Game Boy.
Okay.
I titled the episode Jurek versus the Vacuum Cleaner.
Yeah, you sure did.
He kept dying.
It just wouldn't fucking leave me alone, man.
Speaking of Home Alone, there's a new one, and apparently it's fucking god-awful. Like, obviously. As you would expect. But like, it has like Ellie Kemper and...
What?
Yeah, it's got like bigger names in it. I don't know. But the kid is the bad guy. Like,
what?
Yeah, like I don't quite understand. Or like, he's not supposed to be, but he is, because you sympathize with the two bad guys more than him or something. Like, I don't know. I was reading a review and sounds terrible. I'm not gonna watch
it. Yeah, Home Alone and Home Alone 2.
Mark Van Heck. Music. Okay. Cool.
So yeah.
So we do know him.
Yeah, I guess.
That was way long
ago. That was a long time ago.
We played that game in like, I don't know.
It was like one of our first something. Like holiday games. Yeah, it was. Our first holiday game,
I think.
It might
have been the first one, yeah. Cool.
So anyways, this game is a side-scrolling game where you play as Goofy, who he got a job as a janitor at the museum. Pete also works there, and he tries to get Goofy fired by like sabotaging the exhibits.
Yeah,
so apparently Goofy now has to travel through time to recover like the artifacts that are needed for these exhibits.
He actually, so this is what I learned from reading the manual.
And he's got like an extendo arm.
Yeah, he made like this thing. But so Pete wants to get Goofy fired, but Goofy's on thin ice with the boss anyway, because Pete keeps telling the boss that Goofy's screwing up. The boss says if Goofy does well this night before the exhibits open, then he won't be fired and he'll be promoted to head janitor. So Pete wants to stop that. And then as Goofy's going along, Pete mixes up exhibit things. Like, he mixes them up and makes Goofy go switch them back to normal. But as Goofy's doing that, he starts daydreaming and gets transported to that. Like, so when he's in the prehistoric exhibit, he gets transported to an actual prehistoric time in his daydream. That's what the manual said.
Okay. So, well, I guess maybe we'll find out. Probably not, because it's generally very little story in the actual games.
Yep.
I mean, I know there was a brief thing when I watched the full playthrough. At the very end, you talked like to your manager and he's like, oh, good job, Goofy, getting promoted.
Did we listen to music?
Oh, no, we didn't.
No, we did not. We
glossed right over Mark Van Heck's music.
That's right, because we were talking about the composer himself. Well, should we listen to some of Mark Van Heck's music right now?
We should indeed.
Let's do it.
Thank you.
And we're back. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's nothing to write home about, I don't think. But
yeah.
But yeah. Well, should we get to this game?
It's, yeah, the music's fine. Some of it gets a little repeaty.
Yeah.
Feeling
yeah.
It seemed like.
And it, like, I don't know. The first, well, when Jurek and I were listening to it earlier, like, we were very confused. We heard one song that was, oh my God, Goofy, woo. Okay. Sorry, I just wanted to check the options one more time to make sure that.
Select, extend, and use extend.
Yeah, yeah, because you have to select different arm pieces.
Oh.
All right. I'm going to start. I'm going to start us off here.
All right, let's see what this is all about.
Oh, here we go. We
get the
story.
One night at the Ludwig von Drake History Museum.
There's so much. This game
on the eve of a brand new exhibit opening.
I'm going to skip it.
We'll never know what happened. The Scrooge McDuck looking motherfucker.
He is a Scrooge McDuck looking motherfucker.
Goofy, this place must be spotless tomorrow.
That's good. That's exactly what he sounds like. Yeah. Right?
And everything must be in its place. No more daydreaming, Goofy.
Okay, I'm done with this. Goodbye. We got to get here. Oh, my God.
Guten Tag. As Goofy prepares to clean the prehistoric exhibit.
Uh-oh, his thoughts begin to wander. See?
No.
Okay, here we go. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, we got a balloon.
I was watching, and I didn't understand what the balloons.
If you get 50 yellow balloons, you get an extra guy.
Okay.
And blue balloons are worth. Oh my God. Blue balloons are worth. Oh my God. Okay. You naturally. If you don't press a direction, you naturally go diagonally. Yeah, so if you want to go, you can do it different directions, but you have to hold that direction.
Weird.
Okay, I made it.
Good job. Ooh. Blue balls.
Oh, these are goofballs.
Goofballs? Goofballs. You're hepped up on goofballs?
You're hepped up on goofballs in this game. I want to get that thing up there. Okay. I'm just going to let him go.
Yeah, just like maybe you might circle back around to it or something.
Oh my God, what is this snail? Got him.
So you attack things with this little extendo arm thing.
You do.
So do you get upgrades for it or
you
something?
Do. You
like
do.
Like right now, that's all you have, right? Is you just extendo arm.
Yeah, right now I just have the regular arm.
I know you can grab certain boxes and swing from them and stuff. Looks like not blue ones.
Not blue ones. I think they're yellow ones. You can do that.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, the review you read said this is like it took him days to finish the first level. So we'll see how far we actually get here. But like, I don't know how long the first level
is. Right. And I don't know what his definition of the first, if it was like, it sounds like each level is also split into kind of like 10 parts or something. Or
okay. So I can't. So
you can't do anything. I think you can jump on it if you get up
to
it.
Oh, if I get up there, I see.
Like, yeah.
There's like a dragonfly or something.
Earl's trying to jump on.
Oh my God. Okay.
Good job. Good job.
Okay. Oh, Jesus. Okay. This mushroom guy is really messing me up here. Okay. Okay. See, I think this one. Oh, look at this frog. Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. You can kind of swing from them, and then you can also just pull yourself like up to the top.
Oh my God.
Somehow. Okay.
Oh my God! No!
Oh, okay.
Oh, you can jump on the snails too. Okay. Okay. Well, that's good to know.
It is good to know. What the hell does this thing do?
Oh.
Oh my God!
Oh my God! I'm on a one wheel. What is going on? Now, all of a sudden, it's moving faster than anything's ever moved. Oh, I didn't get any of that.
No, I think you did.
Oh my God! Okay. I
just keep wheeling, man.
I'm just gonna keep wheeling. Here we go. Woo!
Just keep swimming.
Oh, we just wheeled across a whole dinosaur.
Yep. Whoa.
Oh, I fell in a hole. All right. Oh, I lost all my goofballs. Wait, is this literally the beginning of the level?
Oof. I don't know.
No.
It might be.
Is it? Oh, yeah, my God. It totally, totally is. Oh, that's really unfortunate.
Wow.
At least we got some goofballs.
Don't worry about it. What do you need goofballs for?
Okay,
what do they even do?
Goofballs, I don't... You can I don't actually know what you do with goofballs. I don't remember. But you're hepped up on them. I know that much.
Yeah.
Hepped up on goofballs. What is that? Is that a Ween song?
No. I have no idea.
Oh, man. Oh, that snail wrecked me this time. I should really have given the controller to you.
That's fine.
Okay. Well, I'll give it one more shot here.
Keep going, man. Keep going.
It really is unfortunate that we had to start all the way from the beginning.
It's very unfortunate.
I honestly, all
the way back to the beginning.
When I bought this game, I assumed this was an edutainment game.
Oh, see, there you got up there.
Oh, I got up here now. Oh, I'm going for it. I don't know what's happening here. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. All right,
now I don't know how you can get back over there.
What does he do? Oh, he brings me back down. Oh, my God. Okay. All right, only to here?
Bringing you back to where you've already been.
Okay, good. Now I got to do it all over
good
again.
Good job.
Although the enemies are gone still, so that's good.
That's good. That they don't get scrolled back on screen or anything.
Okay. Oh, nope. Goof. If you like you can like sort of jump on the side of... Oh, no. Oh, my God. I forgot you have to hold the... Woo! I do not know how I'm doing that. Like, I'm just doing it. Oh, okay. Well,
not going that way.
Not going that way.
Good thing there's kind of multiple ways to go, it looks like.
It seems like there's like an up and a down way.
Yeah. Upsies, downsies.
Upsies, downsies.
Oh, get the wheel.
We're on the wheel. Let's go.
Just go, man.
Here we go.
Oh.
Oh.
Shit.
Oh, shit.
I guess don't go like that, though.
Okay. Well,
back to the beginning.
Give it a shot. Back to the beginning. Okay, but we lose our goofballs. But we, oh, you shot a goofball. How did you do that?
Oh, I pressed A, and that switched to that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we lost our goofballs, but you keep your balloons. So
keep your
like,
balloons.
We still have, we have 37 balloons now. We're almost to an extra guy. Get that goofball. You're going to want it. Hepped up on goofballs. Oh, my God. Oh, I see. I was like, what's your life looking like here? But it's power.
It's, yeah, power over there. I think it's peanuts.
Is he bringing
you
backwards? Where is he bringing you?
I don't know. Up here, apparently.
Oh, my God. You got the blue balloon. Oh, my God. Okay. What is happening in this game?
I don't know. There's balloons and there's goofballs.
There's goofballs and giant snails.
Snails that you can jump on. And
sounds like the world's craziest acid trip, but really it's a goofy game. Oh my God. Boom. These mushroom guys throw their hats at you. There's crazy frogs that are impossible to avoid. Press. Yeah, there you go.
I'm not sure what I pressed.
I know. Like, I don't know how the swinging mechanic works. Whoop. Well. Yes. You're to the wheel. Okay, be careful. Remember? Yeah, right here. There we go.
I feel like once you were on here, you were able to just kind of...
Just keep kind of...
Go.
Chooching along. Yep. Oh, yeah. You're getting all the balloons now. Oh, I think we got an extra guy. We must have. Woo. Okay. Oh, there's something up there. You can put your...
God damn it.
It's impossible. This game is impossible. All the way at the beginning.
All the way back to the beginning. And this is why...
This is why there's a level select.
Takes so long to do anything. Like, you just fall off the edge, and it's just like, well, you're dead. And all the way back to the beginning with you.
It's like, right, it is a little loose.
I'm just going to go.
Yeah, just go. Don't even worry. Like, I think you got to kill the mushroom guys and be wary of the frogs. But other than that, the snails seem to be pushovers. This little, there's like a precision platforming part.
Yeah.
But it's, I don't know, it works. Oof. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. How do you swing? Why?
I don't know. Okay. I can't like grasp the controls fully of this part.
Like, I don't know. Oh, okay. Well,
no. Yep. Still going down here.
Close.
Away we go.
Away we go.
All right.
Jurek, we do have, we actually got a couple discussion questions that we failed to do last time. I just want to give a quick shout out to Swift Justice. What's up, bro? We got your question. We have to think about that one for a little while. So we're going to do it maybe next episode. But I guess, you did it.
Did it.
Level completed. Holy shit. Nice trick.
It's official. We're the best at this game ever.
But we also have a question from...
How do you... Okay.
Oh, there's a birdhouse. What's...
I know.
Are you figuring it out?
Yes.
How do you do it? Do you press up or something?
Yeah, so you let go of the button. Like, if you're just holding B, you're just going to dangle here.
Okay.
But if you press up and then let go, then you go up.
You shoot up. I see. Okay. But What's the deal with that birdhouse? That's something good. You're gonna want to get that. That's one of the good items. They're actually called goof traptions according to the manual. So you're gonna want that goof traption. Oh yeah, if you hit it, birds come out and they help you.
They help me.
Yeah, like now those birds. Well, I guess they're not helping.
They're trying to. They're slower than molasses. I think they came and got him. But.
Yeah, they did. They're like you ducked under that, but it didn't look like you did. Like the hit detection's a little wonky. That's okay. So anyway, Swift Justice, thank you for the question. We will get to it. But we have a question that D-Train the Airbender sent in. Full disclosure, D-Train is a buddy of ours. But he said he got a Twitter just to send us a question. And it was in October that he sent it. And it was for spooky season, but we're going to do it anyway now, even though it's November and probably close to December by the time this episode comes out.
We're in America. It's always spooky season.
It's always here, spooky man. Season. The frog cannot be killed. What is happening?
I don't know.
You can frog only stun the frog. The frog cannot be killed. Holy shit.
Fucking invincible frogs.
Invincible frogs. What the fuck?
I hate invincible frogs.
Everybody does. Oh, no. Here's another wheel part. I bet this part's harder, but maybe not. I don't know. It is kind of fun on the wheel. You go fast.
You do go fast.
Fast and furious, you might say.
Gotta go fast.
I think that's actually Vin Diesel inside of the Goofy costume.
Oh, God. I have no idea what's happening right now.
You know what? That's actually good. That was going to be one of my questions. I now remember it.
Shit.
I was like, when I was researching, I was like, I had a question in mind. And then when I was writing my questions, I couldn't remember what it was.
What was it? I don't know what just happened to me. I all of a sudden got like started.
How do.
Scuffling or something.
Oh, my God. What are you doing? You're at the boss. You're at the boss. Prehistoric
Pete?
It's Caveman Pete. You got him, Jurek.
Is that really a boss?
I don't know. I don't think so. Not by the looks of things. The question was, though.
On. Now what do I do?
I don't know. Just leap of faith it?
It just seems like a bad idea.
It does. Maybe that was the boss.
Okay, I came back.
Oh, okay.
These come back.
Okay. There we go. Oh, you did it.
Hey.
Drake's just flying through Goofy something to her.
Hysterical history tour.
The question is, how do bananas differ in Goofy's hysterical history tour than in most other games featuring bananas?
Did it made me slip or something and start rolling and
it did
and flying?
It did make you slip, but you are actually invincible when that happens.
Oh.
And you like roll and you can just like, until you stop rolling, you just roll over everything.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay. Quick. We got a discussion question from D-Train the Airbender for spooky season. What's your favorite horror themed video game and or favorite horror movie? Go, Drake.
Horror themed video game. Oh, Dead Space.
Dead Space? I've never even played that.
It's terrifying.
Scary as fuck?
At least it was at the time when I played it. It's like the only game I've ever played where I probably like shrieked. While like playing and just like
really like jump scares,
yeah,
or? Cool,
yeah. Dead Space, the first one was awesome, second one was fine, third one sucked.
Okay,
but that first one, it was like one of the few like survival horror style games that I've ever enjoyed, and it was awesome.
Mine is Resident Evil 2.
No, it's not.
No, it is not at all.
You can just go listen to our episode when we play that, Revelers, and hear Earl's real thoughts on it.
Oh, my God. I do not know what's happening here.
I think maybe you could have jumped on its hat or something.
Oh, okay. I should have stayed on the thing.
Maybe. Who knows? Too late now. Yeah. Got to commit, man.
I'm committing. Okay. I'm understanding Goofy here. Okay, here we go. Oh fuck. It's nerve-wracking. Oh yeah. My god.
It makes sense, but it's a little wonky.
It is a little wonky.
It's hard to do kind of when you want to do it.
What is this peanut? I want it.
I think it's health.
Oh, right. You have peanut power down there. Okay, so this guy.
I'm assuming you can. Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go.
Shoots me up.
Oh. And now there's another dragonfly guy.
Okay.
Stand on him.
We're flying all over the prehistoric era here. With giant dragonflies. Oh my god. what is going on? Okay.
You're doing fine. You're doing fine.
Doing fine. Okay, here we go.
You got this.
Let's see. Horror.
But wait, was it just horror video games?
Fireworks. I wanted. Or
didn't he also ask something about like a movie? Horror.
Yeah, favorite horror movie. Horror
movie, too.
Oh my god.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, this makes me. Oh, Jesus, I can step on those. Okay.
What are these fireworks? Your friends?
I think so. I think they
fucking bees.
They're like being invincible, I think. Oh my god.
Okay. They just kind of circle around you and attack anything in your path.
Yeah.
Sort of thing.
I think that's what those birds were doing though too, so I don't know what the difference there is. The birds were slower than molasses.
They were. It just
Are you kidding me? I have to what is happening? Oh, I can put my goofballs
in here.
Get that
thing. What?
I think I can put my goofballs in here.
And what is that?
Yeah, I did. It gives me points.
What?
And if you get 50,000 points, you get an
50,000?
Yeah. I want to put more in there. Oh, there we go. You have to have your goofballs selected.
2 points.
Two? No, no.
It gives you points on your score.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So 12,210. We're getting there. We're getting there.
Deposited.
Okay. Now I don't know where to go. Should I just drop?
I don't know.
Doing it. God damn it.
Nope. If you had jumped, I think you would have made it.
I think I would have made it. All right. Can I try one more time here?
Yep. Back to the beginning.
Man, that is a real bummer.
Yeah. It needs to be like a checkpoint.
We got to get these goofballs.
Freaking levels.
I'm just going to go.
Yeah, man. That's what you got to do sometimes. But also, got to be careful because.
Yeah.
One wrong move and you just fall to your
and
death.
And then we're back at the beginning.
And you're back at the beginning.
Did you say your favorite horror movie?
No, because I just don't know.
I would say mine
favorite
is...
Favorite horror movie.
It might be cliche, but I do really love Scream. It's just a classic.
It is a good movie. They were the first one.
The first one. Apparently, there's a new one.
Oh yeah.
Am I dead?
It came out a while ago.
It came out already?
I thought so.
No,
it?
I don't think so.
No.
Like, I think it's being made right now. It's got, like, Courtney Cox and, like, all the original people.
Yeah, I guess for some reason I thought it came out.
I don't think so.
I could be wrong. Probably wrong. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Let's see. Scream. Oh, yeah. Next year,
Scream. Okay.
Scream, 2020, January 14th, 2022.
Oh, so, like,
25
soon.
Years after a streak of brutal murders.
Why is Scream coming out in January?
I don't know.
Shouldn't that be an October movie? Or?
You would think so.
You would think.
Courtney Cox, David Arquette, Neve Campbell.
The whole gang's here. So I like Scream. I also really like the Friday the 13th movies.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I got... Oh, holy shit.
You landed right on the edge.
I did.
There.
I thought I was dead for sure. I got pushed off. I think in particular, Friday the 13th Part 4 and Jason X. I fucking love Jason X. It's so goofy.
It is. Guys, it's okay. He just wanted his machete back.
No.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It says goof. I think that's an extra guy.
It's got to be a good thing.
I do not know what just happened there.
I don't know. You fell for a really long ways.
I did.
Like, could you have just... kept going to the right when you were down there?
I don't know.
That's another thing is this game, I read in this game, it's sometimes tough to figure out even where to go or like which way to go. Because like sometimes you're going backwards and forwards because you have to climb up higher and... Okay, now just stand on this thing.
I'm just on the thing. I got the goofball.
Get your goofballs.
Get hepped up.
All right. Okay. So, okay. Favorite horror movie. I don't know. Do you have a favorite horror game?
I haven't. I don't. not off the top of my head, but I think I do like pretty much, I really do actually enjoy, even though it's ridiculously difficult, Friday the 13th on the NES, but it's not really like scary. I mean, it is scary, the fact that like all of a sudden Jason's there and you're almost assured.
And I would say it's a horror themed game since it's based on a horror movie.
Maybe, so. I don't know if it counts as horror, but like Maniac Mansion? Does that count?
Maybe. It's kind of creepy.
It's like creepy, sort of, but
I know
like
we played
funny,
it on the
creepy.
Podcast, but I don't really remember it.
Have we played it on the show?
Yeah, I think so.
I just played it on stream not too long ago.
Mm.
Okay, what's happening?
I think
here?
Just stay on this.
Just
don't
stay
worry
on
about
it.
The goofballs.
Okay.
I think you'll eventually jump that way. Maybe you have to jump on that guy. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Okay. This is insane. All right, there's there we so go. Much blind We're, jumping. You
there
have to
is
do.
Some blind jumping and some a lot of jumping where you have one shot because the thing underneath you disappears.
Okay. I'm falling down a large hill.
Yep.
I'm getting just goofballs and balloons.
It's, okay. It's all okay. It's all going to be okay.
Is it going to be okay?
Yeah,
what's
yeah,
down
well,
here?
I would assume it
oh
has
my
to
God,
be.
It like, is. Okay.
Clearly the way to go.
That is true. I wish these frogs could be
Yeah,
killed.
You just can't do anything about these frogs. Maybe you can throw them. Oh,
did
there
it.
You go.
Yes! How many levels are in each world?
Like 10, I think.
Oh,
somebody
really?
Was,
oh,
the
my God.
Review is saying that, yeah, each world is like divided into just way too many levels.
Okay, I see. Jesus, what are we looking at time-wise here?
40 minutes.
Okay, well.
Well, since we've already been playing this long, how fast do you think somebody can beat this game?
Ooh, the world record speed run for Jurek
just
got on the wheel.
Right off
the
edge.
Off the cliff.
I pressed the wrong button to jump. was my problem there.
Let's see. The world... Oh, this is it. This is Boss Town. Are you sure there's 10?
Maybe not in every level then.
Okay.
And maybe he was also like exaggerating or something.
Yeah. You're wrecking him, Jurek. You are wrecking him. Oh, he got you. Oh, my God. What is that? He's throwing eggs. I see.
Eggs?
He's throwing eggs at you, and that's the egg yolk splatting.
Oh.
I was like, what is...
I can only get hit like one more time.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. Goof.
God, you really got to like...
Oh, my God. There's continues, too?
I swear to God, if this takes us back to the beginning, though...
Oh...
Okay,
so we continued.
I was like, why can't I hit it? Son of a bitch.
Oh, my God. This is literally
this
the first
This is the very
level.
First level.
Oh. Goofy's hysterical history tour is fucking rough. It's brutal. What is going on here? Let's put in the code.
Yep.
Where's the other controller? What do we do? What do I do on this one? I think we have to reset it. Okay. Wow.
Sega. Okay, so on the main menu,
yep, okay, I won't do that.
You hold A, B, and C.
I hold A, B, and C?
I believe so.
Because this is controller 2.
Yes.
Okay.
So hold A, B, and C.
A, B, and C.
And then I think I go to options.
And you should see something called exhibit.
Yep, there we go.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
And then I think you now can make it go like up or down or something.
Oh, I see.
There
we
go.
Okay.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3, or 4.
Well, let's try 2, I guess, right? Or should we try,
No, 2 works.
All right. Oh, but it's on not so simple.
Oh.
Go back to options.
Oh, it went away, though.
Oh. Okay. I just threw the controller down.
How do I change the difficulty?
Okay, there press we
go. A. Okay.
Let's
try this again, then.
Okay, here we go.
Hold those.
Hold
start.
There
exhibit,
we
okay.
Oh, we're
still
on
exhibit 2.
And
difficulty simple.
Okay.
So I'm going to hit start. I'm going to hit start.
Can you undo me here?
No.
Okay.
I mean, we don't need that controller anymore now.
What if we want to put it in again?
The cowboy hat is back in the Wild West exhibit.
It is?
Where our hero continues his work.
Oh, I see. He got the cowboy hat from the prehistoric exhibit. He must have. Okay. Okay, so now we're at a new level. So far, this level's more colorful, and I like it. You're not even one. Oh, my God, there's weasels? That guy looks scary. That looked like one of the weasels from
Oh, God, okay.
Roger Rabbit. Cactus hurts you? Oh my God! Now we got to swing over cacti.
Oh my God! Even these little ones.
These little tiny ones.
Freaking kidding me, man!
This guy's literally shooting a gun at your face.
I know. All right, there's cactus. There's weasels shooting guns.
Oh my God! Fucking, this game is brutal. Like, fucking Goofy doesn't fuck around. Goofy's like the most badass. It's like as far as characters go, I would say it goes like John Wick, then Goofy. As far as badass characters, you know? Oh, I see. The bird carried him away.
Bird got rid of Weasel Man for me.
Good job,
so
Bird.
That was good.
The bird isn't exactly fast, though. It does not follow you. Oh, my God. You're going to have to do like the swingy thing. Here we go. Oh, my God. Drix, the master platformer. Oh,
nope.
Oh.
Right to my death.
Right in between. Like, if you had just pushed left or right once, you yep. would have survived. You went right in between in this tiny little
sure
gap.
Sure did.
Oh, my God. This game is crazy. I'm actually glad we're playing it.
Yeah, I mean, it's not terrible.
It's not terrible. It is kind of fun. Oof. It's just a little clunky.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely not as smooth kind of as I like my, you know,
what year
platformers
did this
to be.
Game come out?
93,
okay. These all guys right, just
come
shoot,
on, birds.
I think
carry
they're shooting
him away.
Corks, actually.
Oh.
Like it's a cork gun, but because apparently that's safer than bullets.
Right.
Woo! Okay. Okay. Drake is the platforming master.
Shit.
Oh, my God. Holy shit. I wouldn't have known to jump there.
It looked,
this bee is dive bombing
it
you.
It looked like it was okay to jump there.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Now the bee is sleeping or something.
You can't get him. He's too close. Oh my God. This game is crazy.
Whew.
So I guess we talked about our horror games. I don't know, Maniac Mansion or Friday the 13th in the NES. It's definitely not Resident Evil 2.
Shit.
Is this impossible?
Weasel got me.
Level 2.
I don't even know what was happening there. I just got lucky, basically. It was just like jumping and falling.
I can't get up on these rocks?
No, you can't.
Oh.
It looks like you should be able to, but you can't. Oh. They're actually in the background.
Oh.
Yeah, it's really stupid.
Okay.
There's these rocks, yeah, where it looks like they're there in front of you, but nope, they're not. You cannot jump up on them. Yeah, still the controls of that thing are just a little wonky.
Yeah.
When you're using your extendo go-go gadget arm thing to...
it is a gadget arm.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
To swing around and to platform. It's a little unintuitive.
Oh, we got to get these goofballs.
But, I mean, it works to an extent, obviously.
Yeah, it does work.
It just, it instead of just being something I feel like maybe if you play it enough, it becomes just kind of second nature. But it's like I have to think about what I'm doing.
I was supposed to guess a speed run.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to guess 38 minutes and 16 seconds.
Nope. Faster than that.
Faster than that. 26 minutes and 14 seconds.
Even a little faster than that.
21 minutes and 35 seconds.
Very close. 20 minutes and 52 seconds by a speedrunner named Uncle Hambone.
Oh, Uncle Hambone. He's the fucking legendary Goofy.
He was the only one with a time.
Okay. He's the only
so
one
no
the,
matter what we do, we can get second place.
That's
if, as long as we can beat the game.
Oh well, I don't know if we can do that.
Yeah, I don't see that.
We already had to cheat. So,
yep. I mean, if you played it enough,
yeah,
you know, maybe.
I mean, we did
memorize the levels and stuff.
Yeah, like because it's the same every single time.
Right. Let's see. Favorite horror movie. I still haven't said a favorite
movie. There's some good ones, I'm sure. That
yeah,
I'm
I mean, I enjoy horror movies.
I do
watched
too.
Many of them.
Yeah, I you feel know, like I.
As far as more like the two more kind of more well, by recent I mean like, I don't know, in the last decade or so.
Oh, he took him away.
Are Cabin in the Woods.
Oh, Cabin in the
Woods.
I
really
is great.
Like.
Yeah.
And Drag Me to Hell.
Oh, I don't know if I've seen that one.
It's good. Sam Raimi did it. That one was really good. I enjoy it. Those are the two that come to mind.
What about...
obviously, the Friday the 13th and stuff are good.
Fucking cactus!
Yeah, these cactus suck. Especially these little ones. Or that, like, yeah, you just run into that big one.
Jesus Christ, now you're getting
followed by a bee.
Oh my God.
Okay, he's falling asleep. And this guy's shooting you.
Oh, the
cactus!
And then
you hit the cactus.
God damn it!
And then you died.
All right, well, here.
Yeah, we're probably done. Anyways.
Are we done? All right. I just thought of Evil Dead. I mean,
oh yeah,
Evil Dead is amazing.
Classic,
classic, absolute classic. That's got to be. That might be my actual favorite one. I don't know. Or Army of Darkness. You know those movies.
Yeah.
Little Bruce Campbell, classic Bruce.
Oh yeah. love me some Bruce.
You know it. Okay, well, let's see here. Whoops, wrong thing. There we go. Should we, is it time for final shots for final thoughts, Drake?
Yep.
Final not shots for final thoughts this time around?
Yep, sounds good.
Final, I just got boosted, so I'm not drinking shots.
just in cases.
Okay, Drake, how many goofballs out of 10 do you give Goofy's Hysterical History Tour on the Sega Genesis?
This one's a tough one.
This is a tough one. I didn't hate it.
It's not bad. It's, yeah, everything works. The platforming with the extendo arm thing is a little...
Yeah, but we were getting the hang of it.
Yeah, you get the hang of it. I think it looks good.
It does look good. It's colorful. It's like why I like playing Tiny Toon games and stuff, because it like feels like you're playing a cartoon.
Yeah.
You know?
I think the music is whatever, kind of forgettable.
Yeah, the music is whatever, but the game itself, not terrible.
I'm going to give it a 7.
A 7. That's exactly what I was thinking, Drake. I think that Goofy and his goofballs get a 7 out of 10 goofballs.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard, but I think if you played it enough, it would become less hard.
It is the same every single time.
Yeah. You just have to get the hang of it and figure out kind of where to go and... There are times where it just seems like, yeah, like if you knew the level, there were times you can probably jump off something and you'd be okay, but we fall off something and fall to our death or make one wrong jump and,
and we're dead.
I wish there were checkpoints.
Checkpoints would be huge.
That would be very nice.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I get it. Games back then were...
They didn't want you to rent.
They
didn't
want
it right
checkpoints.
Away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's but lots exactly of games had why. Checkpoints back then too. Like,
I mean, that's true. That is true. Even the fucking infamous monkey level on the Lion King had checkpoints.
There's still checkpoints. Yeah.
That level exists so you couldn't rent it and beat it in a weekend.
Right. Let's make the second level fucking impossible.
Right.
So yeah, I think 7 out of 10 is fair.
7 out of 10. I would say it might even be worth a play. You know, like, I don't know. I just randomly saw it at the store. And was like, I've never heard of it, so I'm getting it. Like,
apparently, if you just stand there doing nothing, he starts like,
gorge. He
talks and stuff, or just does his gorge.
It's nice that they got like, you know, well, it's, you know, not hard to do Goofy's voice, I guess, but
yeah,
but like, I don't know, they got, you know, voice acting in it, so that's right. Good.
Well, yeah, a little bit,
and a little bit, but like, I don't know. I feel like that's kind of a rarity for 1993.
Yeah. True.
But yeah. Do we know what other people thought of this game?
No.
No.
Wikipedia had no reviews. And
okay.
I didn't see anything else.
I guess I didn't look. 20 minutes is the speed.
I didn't look
run, right?
too deeply.
Okay.
Yes. 20 minutes.
20 minutes. Big thanks to D-Train and Swift Justice for sending in questions. Thank you. And Swift Justice, we will get to your question next episode. So we have to think about it a little bit. It's a little bit, it's a doozy of a question, really.
Yeah.
So let's see. Give us a rating on your favorite podcast app. Am I missing something? I feel like I'm missing something. Oh, Drake, if the Revelers wanted to tweet at you, could they do that?
We skipped that whole thing.
Yeah.
You sure can. You can find me at Actorak, which is spelled AKTIRAK.
And you can find me on Twitter at early_Matt, and early is spelled E-A-R-L-E-Y, slightly different than the traditional spelling. You can find our podcast on Twitter at Retro Revelry. Can they email us, Trick?
Indeed, retrogamingrevelry@gmail.com.
And please do tweet us, email us, discussion questions, be like Swift Justice, be like D-Train. We'd love to hear from you guys. Yeah, I think, though, that's about it.
I think so.
You want to take us out, Drake?
I sure do. Until next week, game on, Disney dogs.
Game on, Disney dogs. That's what Goofy should sound like.
That's what Pluto sounds like.
That is what Pluto sounds like. You're right. Okay, bye, Revelers.
100%.
And why the other thing that doesn't make any sense is why Donald Duck doesn't wear any pants, but he puts on a towel when he gets out of the shower.
It's true.
Why?
I don't know.